Unisa Radio. The African Voice. It's all about you.
Unisa Radio, the African Voice, it is all about you. Make sure to stay connected with us. We are at unisa.radio.net. And you can also catch us on our social media platforms, which is at Unisa Radio. Now, it's just, now it went 2:36, and on the line, I'm joined by Mr. William Bird, Director at Media Monitoring Africa, and we're going to be talking about child reporting. Now, children constitute 39% of South Africa's population and not only deserve to have a voice in the media and a right to participate in the media, however, they also are powerful change agents and future media consumers. Now, on the line to discuss the topic of child reporting, we joined us at Set Online by Mr. William Bird. Good day, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the program.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Now, Mr. Bird, if you can just tell us, what are guidelines and principles on reporting for reporting on children?
So I think that the point of departure really is our constitution. And our constitution, wonderful document that it is, and our Bill of Rights in particular, has a section on children, section 28. And 28.2 says that in all matters concerning the child, the best interests of the child are paramount. And what that it gives rise to is this principle of the best interests of the child. So whether you are on social media and you see people being assaulted at school, or whether you're a journalist and you're looking to see how you can report on children, mm-hmm. the first and primary question to ask yourself is this in the best interest of the child for me to report this, and is it in the best interest of the child for me to identify or name the child? Mm-hmm. So, you know, these days with digital media, there seems to be this idea that it's okay to show just about everything, you know, and show our entire lives, whereas, of course, we forget that there are very real consequences to these things. So if you're a child and you're, you know, and you've been subjected to abuse or some kind of crime, being identified in the media can expose you to significant levels of secondary trauma, and it can do a whole lot of other harms to you as well, including potentially to your actual court case. So there are a number of issues that you need to think carefully about when you are dealing with reporting on children generally. You know, they've got special interests, they get special protection in our constitution, there's special laws about them. Mm. You know, it's a very interesting area to report on because they impacted on just about every area. But of course, when it comes to reporting on them, the thing to consider is what's in their best interest.
Mm. How can the media maintain ethics when coming to reporting on children and also ensuring that, you know, children's voices are also heard?
So, I mean, yeah, that does appear to be a bit of a contradiction, you know, an organization like ours constantly asking the media to please include the voices of more young people, and yet we then also saying don't even try this, you know. So obviously, if you go and try and interview a child who's been abused, for example, you know, that's not a clever thing to do. It's not ethical. You're forcing them to relive the trauma, and that is a profoundly unfortunate thing to try and do, and we've seen media do that on occasion. That said, if you want to talk to children about these things, you know, talk to other children about any number of issues that they are facing. You know, we forget that whatever issues we're facing as adults, children are facing those issues on a far more extreme level, precisely because they're a lot more vulnerable. Mm. And so you need to always then think, well, what is in their best interest? But then also, if there's a strike, a taxi strike, for example, the people that are going to have the most adverse experience of that are going to be children. Why? Because they're going to be the ones who can't use the taxi to get to and from school. Mm. And that means that they're more vulnerable because they're going to have to walk, for example, you know, or they miss school. So these kinds of things, and then it means that they may miss a meal because that's where they might get fed. So there's all kinds of scenarios, really, that are really critical that ordinarily, if you just apply a lens and think, well, how does this impact children, you can get a really fresh and fascinating perspective to an issue that you otherwise might think, well, you know, I'm not sure how to deal with this.
Mm. Now, you know, general ethical principles for reporting on children is on section 28 of the Constitution of South Africa. Now, do you have journalists that, you know, do... follow the constitution when coming to child reporting, or like you said, you know, when coming to, like, most especially in the social media space where, you know, we just do whatever, take that information and then write about it?
So some people, you know, they think, oh, well, so this week we had an example of a prominent public official being named by the ANC and the DA. And because of that, some media looked and they thought, oh, well, the political parties named him, so it must be okay. And they went ahead and named him. And obviously that's just uncritical, you know, really poor understanding of your job as a journalist. Just because one idiot does something doesn't mean that you need to be an idiot as well. So you do get those instances, but by and large, our media actually are a lot better than many media in other, you know, developed nations even, where they report, they take their time, they far more considerate of ethical issues and ethical dilemmas. We've got a very good section in our press code that deals with reporting on children. It's there to a lesser degree in the broadcaster's code, but by and large, our media actually on that level are pretty responsible. You know, we've got we've been working with them for the last 17 years, so I think that's the importance and understanding that children are people that need to have their rights respected is something that media take generally very, very seriously. And that's an incredibly good thing, actually.
Now, can you share with us some of the tips and suggestions for interviewing children?
So again, that's quite a fascinating thing because, of course, if you're a journalist and you go around interviewing, you know, you're used to interviewing people who are in positions of power or authority, and, you know, you have a limited time. If you're interviewing a politician or something, you know, they're at a press conference, and maybe you've only got a few minutes, so you don't have time to sort of, you know, lead up to things. Whereas if you're interviewing a child, one of the first things that you have to do is build up a level of trust and help the child understand that you're genuinely interested in what they have to say. Because if you don't do that, if you just approach a child and say, hey, I want to ask you these three questions, they're going to look at you and either they're not going to answer or they'll give you poor answers or they'll give you answers that they think you want to hear. None of those things are what you're looking for as a journalist. So one of the first tips for interviewing children is to take a few minutes longer and actually speak to the child in a way that helps them begin to know that you're genuinely interested in what they have to say. And some of the things that help that, for example, is that you need to come down to their level. So don't stand over a child and say, hey, you know, Tabul, I want to hear your view on this. You must, you know, go down. If they're sitting at a school desk or whatever, sit down at the desk with them or at another desk, come down to their level. If they're sitting on the floor, sit on the floor with the child. Often it helps just to start to play a little bit. You know, children like to play. Now, obviously, these techniques shift depending on the age of the child, which again makes it that much more complex and also that much more interesting. So that's part of it. The other tip would be, if you're dealing with a child in trauma, please, 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 please do not ask them about, tell us about how terrible it was watching your mother being murdered by your father. You know, that doesn't help anyone because all you're going to do is get the child to cry and force them to relive that trauma. You know, rather speak to other children about violence, what they think we should be doing about it. Because the thing that's interesting with children is in our work with them, consistently every year they say the same thing about these stories. They say they want the media to report on abuse and crimes against children, etc., but they say what they read it with a different purpose. So they read the news and understand it for a different function. They don't read it to know the detail of how terrible it was that, you know, such and such a child was assaulted. They read it in order to know what they can do to either help their friend or someone that they know, what they can do about it if it happens to them or someone else they know. And just thinking about that as a perspective is about saying, well, hang on, how would a child use and understand and think through this particular article or think through this particular story? If they hear this clip, what will it mean to them? Will it scare them? And if not, you know, and if it does, how do I mitigate that? And why would you want to do that? Because ultimately it's about, you know, making sure that young people engage with your content. If you scare them, if you just show them that they're victims all the time, why would they want to listen to a radio station when there's just about everything else in the world that's there for them?
No, I hear you. And but Mr. Bird, do you have any last words for our listeners, especially on this very topic?
So there are some. We've just released some new guidelines that looks at the law and children in the media, and also some tips for reporting on children in the media. And if you go to our website, you'll find them there under the latest news. Our website is, you just go to mediamonitoringafrica.org.
Mm-hmm. Nice one. Mr. Bird, thank you so much for thank you for joining us on the show on talking at, you know, on such a very sensitive topic.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye. You too.
And that was Mr. William Bird, Director at Media Monitoring Africa, talking about reporting on children. Sensitive topic it is. We need to be very gentle when dealing with the lower ones. I mean, he did mention that you need to really go to, you know, the child's level. That's when you can, you know, gain their trust and make them feel comfortable, as opposed to just going in there and then, you know, asking hard questions. So, yeah. Hard one, hard one. This is Unisa Radio, the African voice. It is all about you.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. Unisa Radio.